You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, B&B fans, Belinda from Soap Dirt here, and I want to talk about what's going on with Sheila Carter, who, you know, I've said here all along pretty much that she was alive and I didn't believe she was dead. And now, of course, it is proven true since the body in the oven was definitely not Deacon's lover. That means Sheila's look-alike sugar has met her maker along with all 10 of her toes. So what is Sheila Carter's next move? Let's talk about it, but also please click subscribe if you have not already. So I have a few ideas I want to run through with you about what is going on, where Sheila is, and why her double died in her place. So the first thing is, I expect if she can, that Sheila Carter is going to reveal herself to Deacon Sharp. We've got a week's worth of spoilers ahead for the 11th through the 15th of Deacon trying to convince people that Sheila is alive, but it doesn't look like anybody is taking the bait. They are all just too happy to dance on Sheila's grave and hope that she really is dead. And they think Deacon is just grief-stricken and it's crazy talk. Finn does consider it, but Steffi is going to blow up at him and everyone else thinks Deacon is off the deep end. I expect B&B may hold off until sweeps, which starts in about like 2.5 weeks, to reveal where Sheila is and what she's been up to. And if she can, though, I know she would reveal herself to Deacon like she did after she chopped off her toe and faked her death in that bear attack the year before. So there is a chance that Sheila, though, may not be able to get to Deacon, because I'm not entirely certain that she's in control of this situation because of how strangely these events have unfolded. Certainly, if Sheila can, she would creep back to their little apartment for a sweet reunion with her daddy, who would be thrilled to see her alive, but will have lots of questions for her. So the second thing I think is a possibility, not a spoiler, but a possibility, is Sheila may lurk and push for Steffi to be arrested for her murder slash not murder. You know, Deacon's got that judge friend that helped get Sheila out of prison. So maybe Sheila comes out of hiding and asks Deacon to get justice for her, since Steffi definitely meant to kill Sheila. That's facts. And Sugar went in unarmed for reasons that we just don't know yet. So I was wondering, back when I first suspected it was Sugar that was stabbed, that Sheila might be setting Steffi up to go to prison because she was so furious when Steffi came over and punched her in the face for absolutely no reason. Not in that instance. Not that she doesn't have a reason to get punched in general, but for the thing she got punched for, I thought that was uncalled for. But maybe Sheila didn't want to risk her own life in case Steffi did do something violent to her. This whole thing is very messy, and I certainly hope that Bold and the Beautiful writers have a decent explanation for everything that goes on. So the last thing that I'm really, really wondering about, though, is whether Sheila Carter is being held captive somewhere. So, you know, we have to wonder, having not seen her being gone since her alleged murder, where is Sheila Carter and why did Sugar insert herself into this situation? Because I have no doubt that is Sugar, unless, you know, there was a Scooby-Doo mask on her, but, you know, with everything burnt up, we don't know. It's been a minute since Sugar was introduced on Bold and the Beautiful and then crossed over to Young and the Restless as a character. If you don't remember, of course, she was played by Robin Mattson, and at one point, Sugar was very enamored of Nick Maroney, who was played by Jack Wagner. That is, of course, Ridge Forrester's half-brother. So Sugar is somebody who conspired with Sheila. She thought they were very good friends. She even helped Sheila escape from prison. I believe Sugar was a warden way back in the day, and then Sheila tricked her into the look-alike plastic surgery. Since then, she's had Sheila's face. So that also reminds me of Sheila's other friend in law enforcement, formerly in law enforcement, Mike Guthrie. If you recall, Mike was a friend of Sheila's from a long time ago. He has helped her plot violent and bad things. And most recently, we saw him as a prison guard and he helped Sheila escape. And then, of course, he wound up behind bars for doing that deed for her. But that doesn't mean that Mike is still locked up. As a prison guard, you know, he probably had friends in the system who worked at lockup. And as much as he helped Sheila escape, someone might have helped Mike escape. And again, I'm not saying these are spoilers. We're having a what if conversation. So Mike, if you recall, is completely and obsessively smitten with Sheila Carter. He thinks he loves her. He would like her to love him back. So I could totally see a scenario where Mike and Sugar were all part of some sort of plot to deal with Steffi, and then he kidnapped Sheila to get her away from Deacon so Mike could have her. I mean, it would be terribly interesting if it turned out that Sheila was a victim in all of this and not a perpetrator. I mean, it could be where Mike and Sugar worked out something where Sugar went into the house, you know, not knowing exactly what was coming her way while Mike got his hands on the woman he loves. So I'm just wondering if the first time we see Sheila Carter after her alleged death is her, one, showing up to see Deacon, or two, if we see her locked away somewhere, kept captive by Mike Guthrie, who's thrilled to finally have the object of his obsession all to himself. Because Sugar dying in Sheila's place should mean nobody would be looking for Sheila unless they happen to check those toes, and that means Mike could keep her all to himself. So just the reason that I suspect maybe Sheila may not have been the architect of all of this situation is that in order for Sheila to get away with framing Steffi for murder, then Sheila would have to keep on playing dead for the rest of her life, which means she would have to leave town. And she adores her daddy Deacon and already tried once to get him to leave with her, and he refused because his daughter and granddaughter live in LA. So it just doesn't make sense really for Sheila to send Sugar over there to die in her place without some kind of exit plan that involved Deacon, because she adored Deacon. So the whole plot is very bizarre. There's so many loose ends and questions, including, you know, how did someone convince Sugar to go into Steffi's house? Did Sugar have any idea she was not going to come out of that house alive? I mean, maybe she was tricked into going in because she was told she was just going to go in and give Steffi a good scare and then just wound up dead. So I wonder if Sheila sent Sugar in there to cause trouble and then everything spiraled out, or if Mike was involved. One thing I know is many fans are very glad that Sheila Carter is alive, because she's one of those rare true villains that Bold and the Beautiful has that brings exciting drama and chaos in what can otherwise be a very monotonous and repetitive daytime drama. You know, they do tend to repeat themselves ad nauseum and focus on the same stale love triangles, redo the same dialogue a lot. And Sheila Carter is always fun, always brings the drama. And I, you know, as I said, I suspected from the moment she died that they had not killed her off, because nothing added up. Wait to see what's next, but I think it may be a couple of more weeks into sweeps before we actually see Sheila Carter's fate and find out exactly what she intended for that night and whether she architected that situation or was a victim herself in that situation. Either way, I'm thrilled that Kamberlyn Brown is still on the show. I'm not too excited that CBS Daytime had her and Jacqueline Wood lying to fans in interviews. I think it's fine to be tight-lipped to let the mystery linger, but I don't personally think it's okay to flat out tell lies to try and cover up for a twist. To me, that's not cool. It's very sketchy, but hey, I'm not in charge at B&B, so not my circus, not my clowns. Hey, please subscribe if you have not, and be sure to come back soon. Definitely drop your comments on what you think happened to Sheila, where she is, and be sure to check back every day, because we are here talking B&B all week long. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.